Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with folks from SYAA, the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, and we're talking SpongeBob. Now we have Scarlett Hitt, who's SpongeBob, Megan Wilkins, and Taylor Michels with us today. Let me start with you, Scarlett. Is it fun playing SpongeBob?
It is very fun. I would say this would possibly be the best role I've ever played because there's so much like passion and just like it's such a beautiful show. So yes, I would say it's amazing.
It's fun.
Yes, very fun.
Taylor, I want to ask you. You're the director of SpongeBob. Wait, let me get it straight. The SpongeBob musical.
Yes.
How's this different than the TV show?
You wouldn't think it'd be too similar, but it really is. I told everyone the musical is, it feels like something that was out of the early 2000s, like in the golden era of SpongeBob. This feels like something that would have existed back then that has now been adapted for today's audience.
I sat down and was looking through the music for SpongeBob, and it's like everybody, a who's who, almost everybody you can think of has written a song for SpongeBob the musical. Who are some of the artists that contributed to this thing?
So one of the really cool things about the SpongeBob musical is that all the music genres that are in the show, because of all these different artists, so we've got a song by David Bowie, there's a country song by Lady A, Yolanda Adams did a gospel song, Plain White Tees has a song, John Legend, T.I. wrote a rap for Plankton. It's out of this world. There's so many good songs. My personal favorite, Cyndi Lauper.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I was listening to some of the songs the other day, and some of your folks came in and sang, this is a fun musical. I want to ask, Megan, you're the creative director. I'm getting old. I mean, SpongeBob is getting old, though, too. Today's kids know SpongeBob? Are they hip to the SpongeBob?
I think you'd be surprised at how many kids do know SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. And the musical is, like he said, it's a difference in how today's version of SpongeBob is. The production is a family-friendly production. And I think it goes back to what he said, being like the newer years, the first years of SpongeBob.
Taylor, do you think SpongeBob was for the kids or was it for the adults all along?
I think it's for everyone. There's just enough silliness that the kids are always going to love. And they're really smart with how they do some wordplay that the kids, over their heads, but the adults are going to laugh at it. And it's not an inappropriate joke. It's just a joke the kids aren't going to get, but we're going to appreciate.
But it pulls the adults in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're on your second weekend run this weekend on Saturday, shows at 2 and 7, and on Sunday shows at 3 p.m. And I want to ask Scarlett a little bit about playing SpongeBob. Do you have a favorite musical number in this production?
All the music is really so phenomenal in this show, but I would say probably, I don't know, maybe Simple Sponge or BFF. They're so good.
I want to know a little bit about your costume here. I know SpongeBob the cartoon, but how do you turn Scarlett into SpongeBob, Megan?
That was fun. So I had the honor of costuming the show. Yellow shirt to kind of bring out the spongy part of SpongeBob, and of course the brown plaid pants. I know SpongeBob wore brown khakis, but we went with a brown plaid and the suspenders for SpongeBob with the, you know, traditional red tie.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, tell me a little bit about the selection of SpongeBob. What brought this one to the front and y'all decided we got to do SpongeBob?
Actually, Megan, you probably know more about how that came about than I do.
Well, we wanted to do a show that we knew hasn't been done in the area, and something that would bring in not only the community, but also schools would be interested in visiting as well. So we decided, looking through our list, we came across SpongeBob. After, you know, deliberating, we thought, hey, let's give it a shot. It's still popular today. It's still on TV after all these years. You know, it's about promoting it as a fun, family-friendly production instead of, you know, kind of other things.
Now, these are all young folks involved in the production. About how many folks does it take to pull off a SpongeBob production?
Ooh, we've got 50 in the cast. Just 50 in the cast, and there's probably a dozen more helping with ushering, running sound, running lights, calling the show. sound effects. We have a live sound effects artist for this show, too. So they're all working incredibly hard. I'm proud of all of them.
You always are working on the next show, and I know you don't have long to pull one of these off. Scarlett, when did y'all start working on this?
When did we start working on this?
Right after New Year's.
Yeah, we auditioned like, right before Christmas, and we hit the ground running that first Monday after New Year's.
Yeah, beginning of January.
So far, you've done some school shows and shows mm-hmm. with live audiences. Mm-hmm. What's the reaction been to SpongeBob?
Well, I remember the first school show I ever did at the beginning of Bikini Bottom Day. It's such a popular part where they all just started singing with me, like the entire room, just they started singing with me, and it was amazing. It was so just joy.
Okay, like, I got to get you to do it. I need to hear your SpongeBob voice. Lay it on me.
Okay. Good morning, world, and all who inhabit it.
That's pretty good. It's better than my SpongeBob voice.
Mine too.
Is it hard to get into the SpongeBob character? Like, what kind of preparation do you have to do to get into the mind of SpongeBob?
Not much, because we're not super different. And he's just this big bundle of joy and just like, he's such like an anxious little guy too, but also he's just so like confident, and it really doesn't take that much for me to get into it. Just a few vocal warm-ups and laughs, my SpongeBob laugh, but it's literally same person, like amazing character.
All right, so. Lay the laugh on me. Let me hear it.
Okay.
That's pretty good. SYAAonline.com. That's where you get the ticket. SpongeBob the Musical. Taylor, you're the director. Tell me what it's been like working with these young folks.
It's always a delight working with them. And one of my favorite things working with them on this show is just seeing the growth. Because I've gotten to work with about half of them before. So seeing how much they've grown from start to where we finished, and watching their parents. Honestly, I spend most of the weekend watching parents watch their kids and seeing how they react, and like just seeing the pride in their faces. And when they hit like a certain note that I know they're going to nail, and the parents just like, my kid can do that. They didn't do that at home. That's the best part, honestly.
Megan, for folks to find out more about what's going on at SYAA and maybe to come to the show, get tickets, what do they do?
They can visit our Facebook page at Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. That's where all of our information is posted. And then to purchase tickets, they can go to SYAAonline.com/tickets. We also do sell tickets at the door, but to make sure that you do get a seat, we ask that you go online and reserve your tickets.
SYAA, the production of the SpongeBob Musical, again, Saturday, March the 7th at 2 and 7 p.m. Sunday, a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. on the 8th. Find out more at SYAAonline.com or visit our website at kedm.org.